This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows, and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So for this week, what did we get for number five?
We got paddleboarding witches. Yeah, so Halloween was this week, and all these witches got on paddleboards in Portland, Oregon, and paddled down the Willamette River. And this tradition was started by Ginny Kaufman about 2 years ago. She saw something happening in California, and she was like, hey, I want to do this in Portland. Portland's super weird. I'm sure they'd be into that. So a lot of witches got on these boards, men, women, full-on garb, and just paddleboarded down. And it wasn't just for fun, wasn't just a spectacle, even though that's hilarious, but they're also donating all this food and underwear and socks to underprivileged institutions in the local area. So it's sweet. There's a ton of search interest, though. Like, paddleboarding witches spiked by over 3,000%. I can't imagine there was much search interest before this happened, but yeah, there's a lot of folks looking for it.
Okay, I'm curious, were any of them real witches, like practicing Wicca, or was it just full garb?
I think it's just full garb, but there's some stuff where, you know, paddleboarding is kind of hard to balance, so maybe they were real witches and they cast like some sort of balance spell on themselves to make sure that they could successfully navigate the waterways.
See, that's what I was thinking too, because there's no way that they're just dressing up as it, because can men be witches? Wouldn't they be warlocks?
You know, I guess I don't know the exact nomenclature and so that abides to the gender differences. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a topic for, you know, maybe a different show. We could probably dive into that for a while.
Good point. All right, so let's jump. What's number four?
Number four, we've got the Starbucks Red Cup. So the holiday cups are out. Everybody's stoked because it officially marks the start of the holiday season, because everything we know in real life revolves around what Starbucks is doing, whether it's the pumpkin spice lattes to signify fall. And now we've got the holiday cups. I think the one with, there's like one with the little berries on it and like some leaves. And I like that one quite a bit. I think there's three different varieties and they seem relatively non-controversial, because I know like what, 2015, they came out with like just the full red cups and everybody was so mad because they're like, oh, you're taking Christmas out of this. This is ridiculous. But these ones seem pretty innocuous. They're cool, and they are hitting stores today. So go get a cup of Joe with a nice holiday cup.
Okay. So is there no cup with, I don't know, like a turkey on it? Are we just skipping Thanksgiving?
Yeah. So I'm okay with that.
What?
I think I kind of roll up Thanksgiving into Christmas. Like, I'm wearing a Christmas sweater right now. I was popping buble right before we got on the phone. Like, just like Thanksgiving is just rolled up into it. We don't need to separate them. We don't need to wait until Thanksgiving is over to celebrate Christmas. It's ridiculous.
Really? My thing is that, you know, when it comes to Thanksgiving, we can't just skip it and jump right into Christmas, because I'm already seeing Christmas sales. But what about those Thanksgiving sales? I mean, what, Thanksgiving isn't marketable enough?
I don't think by putting more of a focal point on Christmas that it detracts anything from Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's great. Everybody loves it. We got potatoes. We got turkey. We got family. But I think that they can be co-celebrated, because waiting until after Christmas to celebrate, or after Thanksgiving to celebrate Christmas, just not enough time. It's a month. You got to draw it out a little bit longer. But to answer your original question, no, there are no turkey-themed cups from Starbucks. Maybe you should write them an email or something.
Yeah, I just think maybe even variety. That'd be a little nice, right? But I see your point. I get what you're saying. And you're right. You know, now that I think about it, at least we get a whole nother month for Christmas sales, right?
Exactly. Yeah, there you go.
So what do we get for number three?
We got National Cat Day, which is pretty silly. So on Monday, it was National Cat Day, and everybody was celebrating their furry friends. But it's interesting because not only is there a National Cat Day in the United States here, there's also an International Cat Day on August 8th. Then there's a World Cat Day on February 17th. I mean, how many cat holidays are we going to have? Are people just overcorrecting because dogs get all the love? So they're like, all right, let's have a bunch of cat holidays. I don't know. It's a little outrageous. I like cats. I mean, my sister's got a cat, whatever, but like easy on the holidays, guys.
Okay, so do you think the cats even care? Because they're so nonchalant about everything, right?
That's a good question. As far as I know, the cats don't care. I think even the cats would prefer to not have holidays focused on them. They're trying to do their own thing. Cats don't like want that spotlight.
You know what they should do is have a national box for cat day, because cats love boxes. That's the only time I really think they appreciate anything is either catnip or a box. So why not just give those to the cats, right?
It's so true. Yeah, I know. Like, to celebrate, they should just have like a shipping company, you know, open up all the old boxes that they have, the ones that they can't use anymore that are maybe a little bit decrepit, and just have like cat Disneyland in there.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'd be stoked. I know. Oh. I'm sort of thinking about the cat needs in this situation rather than our own needs.
Yeah, absolutely. Like National Cat Day, I think of somebody dressing up in like a cat costume. Like instead of celebrating your cat, maybe it's celebrating being a cat.
Oh, okay. Now I think you're onto something.
Right.
Oh, you know what? Isn't there, there's a holiday in Europe, like it's Boxing Day, which is like right after Christmas or somewhere right around Christmas. We can combine the two holidays so that the cats can have their boxes and we can celebrate them at the same time. We're merging the holidays. You heard it here first.
That would be great. Boxing the cats day. Would love it. It's exactly. Appropriate, right? Calling it Boxing Day.
Yeah. And it's all about the cats, you know, at the end of the day.
What do we get for number two?
We have the Boston Red Sox, the World Series champion Boston Red Sox that took out the Dodgers in Game 5. And it was a pretty crazy World Series. I mean, the Sox dominated throughout. They only lost one game to the Dodgers, but it was pretty wild in Game 3. It was an 18-inning game, more than 7 hours, longest game in World Series history, and there was actually some pretty interesting stats popping up during that game. That one specific game was longer than the entire World Series in, I think, 1939, which, a long time ago, but still, that one game longer than the entire World Series back then, but they won it again in 2013 and now, and they've just been dominating the 21st century in terms of baseball. But yeah, congrats to them. Stoked. It's great. Boston's just a championship town.
Okay, so how many championships did they win, Boston, since 2013? Like every single one?
They won the World Series in 2013 and then now again. But I mean, I don't have the stats in front of me right now, but the entire city of Boston in the past like 15 years has won a pretty ungodly amount of championships. You know, if you look at the Red Sox, you look at the Patriots, you look at the Brewers, I mean, across all different major sports, it's pretty outrageous. I mean, if you're a sports fan, if you're a young sports fan in Boston, you don't know what losing feels like.
I like that. You don't know the disappointment of losing. Good for you, Boston. Yeah. It sucks for the rest of the nation.
Yeah, and the trophy was damaged. The World Series, Red Sox World Series trophy was damaged. It was hit by a beer can during the championship parade, but it's been repaired. Don't worry. But it's pretty funny.
Wait.
Rowdy look like?
A beer can? Empty or full?
I would assume, I don't know, but I was thinking that too. It's got to be full.
Right?
I don't think an empty beer can could do any type of damage.
No, that was a full beer can. Who pelts a full beer can?
Well,
they're like, drink up,
I
team.
I feel like they're probably tossing it to the dudes to drink, you know, because a lot of fans like to interact with the players and throw them drinks, and then they chug them on the bus or whatever they're riding, and it's like a cool little moment for them. So maybe they were tossing it to it, and the guy didn't catch it, and then it hit the, I don't know, just a guess.
Well, they were drinking. They're like, share the wealth,
oh, yeah.
I imagine.
Yep.
So what did we get for number one?
Number one, we got midterms taking place next Tuesday, and we saw a lot of search trends around this, obviously. The number one search was, where do I vote? So people are trying to figure out, you know, what to do there. But, you know, we see these election trends spike every 2 years in November in the United States. Obviously, they reached an all-time high in November 2016, obviously during the last presidential election. But yeah, you can go to google.com/trends to figure out which candidates and which issues and which political parties are trending in your specific state, which is super interesting to kind of get a pulse on the political landscape within your specific area, which is cool there. But yeah, everybody go out and do a vote next Tuesday.
Absolutely. And go out and try to find information. Don't just vote straight Democrat or straight Republican. I mean, let's be educated in our votes at least. That's what I told my father, because he was like, Mason, who do I vote for? And I'm like, Dad, I can't tell you who to vote for. You got to go look up the stuff, but I'll help you look it up.
Yes, informed voting is good voting. Got to figure out what you're doing. Yeah, don't just blindly go for whatever party you're affiliated with. Be educated out there. Read the props. And the props are difficult, too. So make sure you really look at both sides of the argument there, because sometimes it's a bit confusing. Some of the props in California, I was like, whoa, this is, I got to do some more research on this. And I'm happy that I did.
For this week, what was the most watched YouTube video?
Well, coming in over 3 million views already and counting, we got James Corden and Ariana Grande visit an escape room. And I feel like we've talked about James Corden on the show a bunch. And, you know, I'm a little bit lukewarm on the guy, but this video is actually hilarious. I just love watching people be scared. It's so funny to me. And, you know, normally escape rooms aren't very scary. You go there, you're figuring out clues, you're trying to work collaboratively in order to solve a puzzle and escape this room. Okay, that's not what's happening at all here. This is like a room that they're locked in and it's dark and they're trying to figure out how to get out while people are like messing with them and freaking them out. And there's like little zombies everywhere and Ariana Grande is freaking out. And it's really funny. I think it's worth watching. It's not just another carpool karaoke vid. They're getting in there. They're getting scared.
I was watching it and I couldn't help but to think of like the very first Resident Evil or Resident Evil 2.
Ooh.
Right. And it was like the jump scares, but you also had puzzles. You know, it wasn't just about zombies. You had to figure out how to get out of the police station and you had to do all that stuff. And I was like, oh, it's just like that. So then I started looking up all other kind of escape rooms and I like the concept. I want to go to one.
Totally agree. I've done an escape room before and it was okay. It was a little boring, but this one looks freaking sick because you're actually freaking out and trying to escape rather than just kind of solve a puzzle. You're like, no, I need to get the heck out of here. So the concept is good, I agree.
Yeah, I really liked it. I'm going to look one up since everything's like Halloween and scary right now. And you still have a couple of haunted houses out. I think in Illinois, Statesville still is going, I think. But there's got to be something like that year round, right?
Oh, 100%. Got to be. I mean, yeah, and Halloween's still popping, too. I'm going to a Halloween party tonight. I'm like, guys, it's happened. We're on to Christmas now. Let's have a Christmas party.
No, we have to do Thanksgiving first.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Forgot about that.
We're all going to dress up as turkeys, and then we can do Christmas.
Love it. Okay, sounds good. I'll come to your turkey-themed party.
All right. Well, maybe I'll have it. I don't know. You're going to have to fly out here. Justin, maybe it'll just be you and me and turkeys.
Okay. Hey, that sounds like a party. I'd like to do it.
All right. Thank you so much, Justin. I really appreciate you being here, man.
Yeah, talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.